In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. We're here to talk about experiential knowledge. I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord. He was doing a holy thing under Eli, who was the prophet priest. In those days, visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, "Samuel," and he said, "Here I am." He ran to Eli. Eli said, "Why are you bothering me? I didn't call you." But he said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." He went to lay down, and the Lord called again, "Samuel, Samuel." He got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not. I tell you, he was working in the church. He was working in the temple. He was doing holy things. He didn't know the Lord. Experiential knowledge. Let me tell you a story. It's about the father is Antonio and the mother is Nicola, and they decided to go from Italy to Massachusetts, Boston. And you know, Antonio brought all this cheese so that they could eat on the ship. Well, they started eating the cheese on the ship 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and they were getting sick of it. And the little boy, Giovanni, said to his father, "Give me a nickel so I could buy a Coca-Cola." That's when Cokes were 5 cents. So he gave him the nickel, and he didn't come back. And when he came back, he had all this food on him. And the father said, "We don't beg for people and from people. You should not have begged." He said, "Father, I didn't beg. It all came with the ticket." Well, experiential knowledge comes with the ticket, with baptism, with faith. Experiential knowledge comes with the ticket. And you know, Samuel did holy things, but he didn't know the Lord at this time. Do you know the Lord? Have you had experiential knowledge? Is Jesus not only someone you talk about, but someone you know, you've experienced? That's what life is all about, really experiencing Jesus, for the experience that changes your life.
Experiential knowledge is the only true knowledge. You know, Jesus doesn't want himself to be someone you only talk about. He wants to be someone you talk to. God wants you to experience. What does he want you to experience? He wants you to experience all he has. He wants for you to experience heaven on earth. He wants you to not know he loves you. He does, but he wants you to experience his love. And you know, we experience his love by opening up his heart. God uses vessels on this earth so that you can experience Jesus through other people. You can see God through other people. You know, I can say right now, I want to share with you briefly a story of how I've really got to experience God's love and God's nature through the street ministry. We've been praying for a man, Sean, who's living outside the church, who's homeless. And, you know, I truly was able to see God's charity. My good friend Joanne, you know, God put on her heart, and she's, you know, a retired teacher, doesn't have much, but she has the love of God. She has charity. You know, she took him off the street. She put him into a shelter. We prayed for him. But, you know, Sean has experienced God in such a way that unless you're living in the love of God, he would never unveil to people. You know, we found out, and I was speaking to Sean once he got cleaned up, sobered up. You know, a couple years ago, Sean died. Sean died for 4 hours. And he was sharing a little bit with me upon his death. Now, I'm going to not get deep into it, but upon Sean's death, he told me that his spirit left his body, and he ascended up to heaven. He saw the Father, the host of angels. He had an experience with God, which is so out of this world that it changed and shaped him forever. And you know, Sean was never religious. He was never in church. He never really knew. He knew Jesus, but never really knew him. But you know, Sean has never read the Bible, yet he's quoting the Bible. He knows things that only that could be impossible to know. But God gave him an experience. And you know, with this experience, he's become so sanctified, holy. He has such a purpose. You have such a purpose. And you know, God just wants you to know today that in every person you walk by, God wants you to experience himself through them. They could be the more unlikely the person, sometimes the more wealth of godly knowledge they hold. You know, God will point out things in other people that he wants to purify you from. So, you know, today God just wants you to experience his love, his tenderness, his kindness. And he wants you to experience a little taste of heaven on earth. And we just do this through surrender to him.
It all comes with the ticket.
Yes.
But we need to take it. You see, if someone is giving me a gift and I don't take it, the gift goes to waste. God is giving you the gift of experiential knowledge. When you go to Mass and receive communion, you can tell the Lord, I want experiential knowledge of the Eucharist. Going to confession, I want experiential knowledge of confession. While you're praying, I want experiential knowledge. You see, that's what it's all about. Samuel did all the holy things, but didn't know the Lord at this time. You can do all the holy things, and you don't know the Lord. And the Lord wants to reveal himself to you. The word reveal means to take the veil off your eyes so that you could look up and see Jesus. Oh, yes, I remember praying with a sister, Sister Josephine, and she taught the classic Christian books, John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, and so on. And at the end of my talk, she came up to me and she said, I don't know the fellow. I didn't know what she was talking about. What fellow? She says, I don't know the fellow that you were talking about. I said, you're a sister. You never had experiential knowledge? She said, absolutely not. So we prayed. And guess what happened? She experienced Jesus. And she becomes a counselor to the drug addicts and the alcoholics. She had experiential knowledge. I don't know the fellow, she said. That's something that religious people don't know. You can be the most religious in the church, but you've never experienced the love of God. you've never experienced the presence of God. Remember, it all comes with the ticket. You just need to take it. It's a gift being offered to you. I'll tell you another story about Hortense. This is when I was a seminarian. And Hortense was sitting on her stoop. And she looked at the woman next to her. She said, "I'm a Catholic, but she's a Baptist." I said to her, "I love Baptist people." I said, "Catherine Kuhlman is someone I listened to all my life." And Hortense said, "I always wanted faith like Catherine Kuhlman." I said, "Well, let's go into your house and pray." She said, "You better be able to put up." I said, "It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with Jesus." So we prayed that Jesus would come into her heart, that he would be her Lord and Savior, that he would fill her with the Holy Spirit. And she started weeping. After she stopped weeping, she said, "I was expecting to see the crucified Lord, but the one I saw was the risen Jesus." She had experiential knowledge. I didn't give it to her. The only thing I could do was to pray for her. That's the only thing I could do. It all comes with a ticket, but you've got to cash in. You've got to believe that it all comes with the ticket. And you say, "I'm far from God." Listen. God is much more powerful than you being far from him. He wants you to be intimate with him, but it takes cashing in on the ticket.
What does God want you to experience? You know, he wants you to experience you being transfigured into the image of God. He wants you to experience open heavens pouring out on this earth. You know, he wants us to experience the good, and he wants us to experience trials so we can be shaped by the fire. You know, we can have such experiential knowledge by blind faith in God. Blind faith allows us to see. You know, God is acting in our life always. God is never far away from you. Sometimes we just have our blinders on and can't see. You know, God is acting in your life every second of every day. He's just looking for an awareness. When you have this awareness that everything is ordained by God, everything that will happen to you today is ordained by God or will be used by God for your greater glory, you'll move into experience God in all moments of your day. You know, we want to live in a unitive state with the Lord, where we direct all our thoughts, all our actions, everything we do to God and for the glory of God. We offer up all our sufferings for God and to the love of God. We see everything done through other people. Every experience in our life, we see that God is directing that and trying to teach us a lesson. Now, Shaw was telling me when he was on the street and when he died and was dead for 4 hours, he was in the morgue. And although his spirit was in the heavenlies, his body was in the morgue. They put a toe tag on his foot. They put the blanket over his head. But Jesus sent him back. And 4 hours later, his spirit came back in his body and he popped right up. Took the toe tag off and walked out. The cops, everyone there, they couldn't believe what they were seeing. And you know, he said he didn't have oxygen in his brain for 4 hours, but because God does anything, it was in Jesus' will. He was perfectly fine. And he walked right out. But see, God was doing that not only for Sean, and to show him things and show him. He said that, you know, one thing he told me, that he saw his life past and future, and he said that he saw that God was always with him. God never left him. God never leaves you. He's with you. He said what hurt him hurt God, because God saw his whole life through his eyes. You know, but he did this not only for Sean, but now so he can be a witness, so those police, so the morgue, so everyone could have the experiential knowledge of the power of God. You know, could see that what happens in the spirit, what happens on this earth, is so much greater than what we see with our eyes. You know, I pray God just opens everyone's spiritual eyes to see in the spirit that God has a perfect plan, and God is outside time, space. He's outside anything we can conceive. And you know, He wants you to experience Him today, tomorrow, forever, in eternity. He wants you to experience every second, everything you do, through the good and the bad. And He wants you to know it's possible. He wants you to know. He just wants you to ask Him for help. You know, if you're having a hard day, say, Jesus, help me. You know, if you can't find something, ask Jesus to help you find it. Because the truth is, Him and all of heaven is with you at all times. They're with you right now. You know, right now we just pray for open heavens. Jesus wants you to experience on some days open heavens over your life, where the glory of the Father, the love of God, the revelation from heaven, all will pour out on you and fill you, but so that you can pour out on other people. You know, we freely receive, we are freely given. The gift of eternal life was freely given to us for free. It was a grace of God. There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's no religion. It was a grace. It's because God preordained it before the foundations of the world. And you were chosen. But you were chosen to choose others. You are given. You receive so you can give to others. So, you know, right now just receive everything God has for you in this broadcast. It's in the silence that He comes to you. Today, take a step out in faith. And just see God in every person you see. See God in every situation you are faced with. You know, someone cuts you off in traffic and you want to get really angry. The truth is, God's just given you an opportunity for sanctification, to overcome your anger, to be purified on this earth. Everything good or bad, you know, God will use. You know, you see someone else and there's something you can't stand about them. You see pride in them or whatever. Sometimes God's just showing you that because we have it in us. And He illuminates through other people to sanctify us. It certainly happens to me every day. You know, I see through other people how far I am. But you know, very far. But the grace that I receive from God, and the grace I pray over you, is to experience God every second of the day, through every person, through every situation, because this is the unit of state that God is calling you and everyone into.
You know, when we were baptized, me, 74 years ago, they would ask the godparents, what do you want from God for this child? And they would say, eternal life. Eternal life. Oh yes, eternal life is this, to know Thee, the one true God, and Jesus whom You sent. To know, not know about, to know, to have experiential knowledge. That's what eternal life is all about. I tell you, where are you today? Breathe on your hand. God is closer than your breath. God is closer than your breath. Use your index finger to touch your heart. This is Lent. God wants to work in your heart to make you a person that will shine before other people and bring other people to Christ. Yes, Lent means spring, and God wants to give us a springtime in our hearts. You know, if you fumble during Lent, you gave up something, just the next day, start again. Don't quit. Start again. We learn through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The scripture says, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray. The scripture says, when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast. When you give alms, money, not if you do. That's why tithing is what it's all about, this tithing our money in Jesus' name. I cannot operate without tithing. Last year, we collected $300,000, paid all our bills. That's God. You know, if you listen to this broadcast, that I'm not perpetually saying, please send in your money. I don't need to do that unless we're in need. So God is faithful. God is true. God wants to give you a blessing. As a matter of fact, he wants to make you a blessing for other people. Just tell him yes. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. Come into my life, Jesus. Come into my life, Jesus. I want experiential knowledge. I want experiential knowledge. Flood me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Flood me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. I want experiential knowledge.
When we fast, when we give alms, when we pray, you know, during Lent, fasting, offering alms, praying, these are all gifts from God. You know, we die to ourselves daily, but during Lent we are called to a deeper season of dying to ourselves. Because as we take down the flesh, we go up in the spiritual, you know. How do we get filled with the light of God? It's through supernatural, unfettered faith. But fasting, prayer, these are all just gifts of God to build this. You know, God wants everything from you. He wants it all. And you know, sometimes when we are called to do things that, you know, we don't want to do right away in the human eyes, God sees from heaven and he sees the big picture and he sees, no, just do this because it will make less room for you and more room for me. It will help you get out of the way so I can fill you, you know, so you can be more blessed, so you can be more of a blessing to other people. You know, there is 2,000 years of tradition, and there's 2,000 years since Jesus died of knowledge that God has given us through the church. And you know, I've come to a point that I've realized I don't have to figure it out on my own. I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to be alone with my Bible, and I do, and I read the Bible every day. But you know, there's people and saints and 2,000 years of people who've already went before me and before you, and God has illumined their whole way, and they've spent their whole lives learning from God, and we have an ability to pick up where they left off. So I encourage everyone during this Lenten season, it's what God has put on my heart, to really study the saints, those who've gone before us, that we have an opportunity to give up something, to kill our flesh so God can fill us. But also, as we give up, we want to fill that. So we not only give up food, but we double down on prayer, on our spiritual readings. You know, we might spend 80 years and get to the end of where we could have just started. You know, so look in the majesty of the church this season. Look in the majesty of all the saints that God has given to us, that has gone before us. You know, we are all connected in one mystical body. In heaven, we are all one family. You know, Sean shared with me Mary, the Blessed Mother's love for everyone, that she loves everyone as if they were her own child. And the whole heavenly is looking down for you. And Jesus is this season. And he just wants you to experience all he's given for you on the cross, all the advantages of Lent, and all the love he has for you this Lenten season.
The Lord says, I shall never leave you nor desert you. I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, and I should raise it up on the last day. Oh yes, this is the will of God, that I should lose nothing, you, of what he has given me. The Father gave you to Jesus. That's what happened. Whether you knew it or not, that's what happened. We need experiential knowledge. We need it. We need it. We need it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.